We're going to study Emirtz Hashem, Simon Taf Lamed He, 435, Din Mishalo Badak Belel Yudalit. The Mechaber establishes a fallback position in event that he wasn't able to check for Chametz on the night of Yudalit. Lo Badak Belel Yudalit, Yivdok B'yom Yudalit. Now, when it says that he should be bodek biyom yudalid, obviously we're talking about the day, the morning part of the day, because with chatzos, and in fact, mirabonan, with the beginning of the sixth hour, there's no chametz. I mean, chametz is also both ba'achila and ba'anor. So he's got to do his bedikah sometime before that. The mechaber indicates that he should do it immediately, b'eizah shashi yizkar, as soon as he remembers. And the Mishnah Berurah amplifies that. He says, "Liachar shenizkar mechuyev livdok tekef shema yishkach odapam." He forgot once. Well, I don't know if he forgot. I mean, it's possible that he was doing a round in the hospital. I don't know what he was doing, but nevertheless, there's an Isur Shehiyah, and you're not allowed to leave the chametz in the house. You got to get rid of it as soon as you can. Do the bedikah at the earliest possible moment. Now, in the first sifkatan here, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Achar bedikah yivatel imadayin lo yigia shashishis." In other words, he should allow himself some time for the bedikah so that he can be mevatel lechametz on the conclusion of the bedikah. And keep in mind, it's logical to assume that he hasn't yet made any bittul, because last night on Leil Yudal he didn't do his bedik, he probably didn't do his bittul either. So therefore this bittul is important. You know, following the bedik as yom, he should make sure to be mevatel chametz. However, again, as we've said in the past, the latest time for bittul is shashishis, which on a perfect day would be 11 a.m. Chametz is still mutar anor, up to, but not beyond, 11 a.m. or beyond the beginning of the sixth hour. So once it's Asub HaNoah, it has a full-fledged Shem Chometz, and it's Yisrei HaNoah and Imamon, he cannot be Mevatel his Chometz. Now in this case, if he's not Mevatel his Chometz, and let's assume he wasn't Mevatel last night, he's not subject to a violation of Yibal Yerobai Ratzi Doraisa, because he did his Bedikah, and whatever chametz he found, he destroyed. Now the mechaber says the following: Lo barak kol yom yudal yivdok besocha pesach. There's now another fallback position in event that he wasn't able to do the bdika on erev yontiv on yudal. He could do the bdika anytime after that. The question is, should he be doing the bdika on yontiv itself? Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel says that afilu kvar bitel, in other words, he needs a bedika on yontif even if he already did bitel, meaning bitel before shasi sura. So even though he doesn't violate by rabbi yamatzi, but we want to get rid of his chametz. We want him to get rid of his chametz because he might come to eat his chametz. He can't leave the chametz around, and therefore he needs a bedika besoch ha-pesach. But is that on yontif? So he first quotes the opinion of the Bogen Avraham and others that afilu biyontiv atzmo bodek v'yafal pishen yochol sarfo biyontiv, it's yontiv and he can't burn the chametz, but nevertheless he should look for the chametz so that if he finds chametz mikomakom yuchal lichvos olav kli. The Gemara says, I believe it's on Daf Hey, that if you found chametz on Pesach or you have chametz on Pesach, you have to cover it over with a kli. So that much he'll be able to accomplish even on yontif. Again, he's not touching yet on the muktzah issues, and also in kli nito tzok tovar nito. Then he quotes a second opinion, the opinion of the Bach and others, to the effect of biyontif lo yivdok. Yontif is not the appropriate time for bedika. So therefore, he says, "Rak b'chol shomod." Your only option for bedikah is going to be on cholamoy. V'apikadosh echriya, It all depends on whether he did bitul or not. Im lo bitul eschem so korum pesach. Therefore, he's in a situation of a doraisa. Is efsha sheyivdok af biyontif. It's too late for bitul, but he can do his bedikah even on yontif itself. And again, what is he going to gain if he can't burn the chametz? He'll be kofel of esakli. But for im kvar bitul, then lo yivdok. Since he already implemented his bittul, he's not in an urgent situation to do his bedikah because he's covered on the deraisa level, and we don't want him to disturb yontif by doing a bedikah. Although again, we haven't yet, you know, precisely put our finger on the tab over here to understand what is the nature of the iser of bedikah on yontif. Is it shalol litzorech? I mean, it's litzorech hayom. Is it because he should be involved in other things on Yom Tov and this will distract him? It's more like an uvdu d'chol kind of thing. Or maybe most fundamentally, we're dealing with a muksa issue. So if there was already bittul, then according to the opinion here, that's mentioned, you'll see it in Sharat Siyur number Vav. He tells you that if you've already done your bittul, then you don't do a bedika on yontif itself. So we mentioned the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh says that if he already did bittul, then he should not do bedika during Chol HaMoed. And then he says, Mishlo Bora Kodem Zman Isuro Vames. He did not do his bedika before Shas Isuro, and then he died. In Kivnu Hayorshim Lizkos Bachomets. Whoa, if the Yorshim, the heirs, had in mind to inherit the Chomets, that's a real problem. Is he says, Efshar. One second. He says, Chatserom Konalem. So if they had intention to inherit this chametz, they want the chametz, they want to possess the chametz, and now the chatser, their domain is going to automatically acquire the chametz on their behalf. And in such a case, Pshita di Avru Bebal Yiroa. And now, if the Yorshim wanted to be zochin the chametz on Pesach, they have violated the Isur of Bal Yirah. And therefore, Trichin Midino Livdok Ulavaro. We have a real serious need and requirement for Bedika and Bittul. Now, in Lo Asu came, they didn't do the Bedika, Viara Pesach, Asur. Kidin Chomet Shavala Pesach. The Chomet is Asur. Achim Lo Kivnu Lizkos, Ein Trichin Levire. And does this apply even in the case of Chatzer Shel Adam? I mean, Chatzer Shel Adam, we paskin is konolo shalomi daito. In the case where he deliberately wants to be zoch in the chametz that he inherited from his yorshim, then because in the aftermath of violating Bal Yiroah Bayimotze, he is now in a situation of chametz shavur pesach, which he's not allowed to eat. But if he didn't have kavanah to be zocher, and he did not get a chance to do the bedika, ein tzrichim levayer, he doesn't have to destroy the chametz. Why? Because only if it's chametz shavur lepesach is he required to destroy the chametz, and that would only apply when he deliberately violated and tried to be zocher in chametz. And just to review the last line here in Mishnah Berurah Gimel, he says, "Im lo kivnu lizkos." If these yorshim had no intention of acquiring ownership over the chametz, that was certainly far from their interest. Ein tzrichim levayer. They don't have to destroy the chametz, and they don't have a problem of chametz shavur of a pesach. Eino demorish isurei lebrei. A person doesn't have to inherit something that's osur from as an heir. However, Yesh Cholkim, the Sovereign, the Bechol Gavim, Mechuyov, Mayorshim, Livdok, Levayer. And again, we're going to talk now about an occasion in which the failure to do bdikah was not just on the night of Yudalit and also the day of Yudalit, also Yontif, and then we have a bdikah liachar moed for Chomet Sha'ol of Pesach. And again, bdikah always requires nighttime or aner, and in a case where he's urgently going to be bodek during the day, like for example on the day of Yontif or on the day of Erev Yontif, he will still use an Aranair even during the day. Now we're still trying to figure out exactly what is the inhibition, the hesitation of doing Bidika on Yontif. What exactly is the issue? I suggested that it might be either Muktzah or maybe Uvda Dechol. And although I don't have clarity on this, let's take a look for a moment at the Sharat Siyun. And he writes in Os Hey, after quoting the Bach and the Oli Rabu, Hiskim Ludaito, they agree that we should not be Bodik on Yontif, because of Shekei Motsu Sefer Amarkol Ksivas Yad, I don't know what that is, but some sort of manuscript he found. Hine after Rov Achronim Etiku Kedas Hataz Vamogen Avram Shehevi Mi Mashmos Atos Vasmag Di Api Yontav Atzma Bodek V'chei Nira L'chorah Mi Pashtus Loshen Arif Arosh Mi Koma Koma Tosi Chevel Rishon V'dikos V'hedil Gabach Di Bi Yontav Atzma Lo Yivdok. He gives you a long list of Rishonim. It's really interesting to see which Rishonim the Mishnah Berurah looked at, the Maritz Geis. Okay, Chidush HaRitva, that's not a surprise. Rabbeinu Menoach, Sefer Manig, I mean, this is real scholarship. Okay. Now, as far as Bedika Li'achar HaPesach is concerned, Kol HaBedika Tzarchlius that we discussed, we are in there. And now, we can take a look at the Mechaber, who says that so the bedika after Pesach is a bedika of Menias Isur. Now, he doesn't discuss here the bracha on the bedika. My assumption is, and we'll see if we can clarify this, that in all these cases except for the last, you would be making a bracha. The last case, it's only Hasaras Michshol, it's a lotus, it's not an essay. There would be no Kiyum Bedika after Pesach, and therefore you would have to omit the bracha. That's the impression I get. So we'll see if we can find anything explicit here about the bracha in all these cases of Bedika. In the meantime, let's just finish up this short simon. And we're on page 14. He says, "Chomet Shavu Pesach Huasar Manoa." He says, "Al Bedika Shalachah Pesach Lo Yivarech." Okay, we mentioned that before. And is the implication clearly that in the other bedikos, he should be making a bracha? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Lo Yivarech Kevan Shemutal Ashoso." So most of this I can understand. The part about being mutal ashoso in the name of the Mogen Avraham, that's a little bit less obvious. But once again, I guess he's saying that this is not a regular chiyuv bedika, which is the preliminary stage in Biur, which means that you have to get rid of something. Here you don't have to get rid of it, you can hold on to this. It comes on the Shari Suri Torah, which don't require they don't require Biur. In fact, one could ask if Chomesh Avol HaPesach does not come under the category of Chomesh as far as Bedika, but rather Shari Surim, then why are you chayv in Bedika? We don't have a chiv Bedika with regard to Arla and Kli Kerem, Chadosh and Bas B'chola. Here, we're saying that he has to be Bodik, but we're going to leave out the Bracha because you're allowed to maintain ownership on the Chometz. In that sense, Chometz Shavuot Pes becomes like any other Iser. There's no mitzvah of Tashpisa, there's no Iser Bali Rabbi Motzei. We suggested that it's only to remove a mikshol, and you don't make a bracha on that, but he's saying that mutal ashoso, that this doesn't come with the whole unique package of chametz. So again, the chakiria would be whether or not chametz shavuot lepesach is in fact chametz. It sounds like chametz. It's also both b'achil and b'anah, but yet there's no iser of b'ayir or b'ayimotz. There's no problem of shehiyah. The second explanation he gave is that when we're talking about knas, we're not talking about a chesed isur in the full sense, and there's no classic bedikas chametz here, because we're not talking about chametz that's also per se. It's only a knas, because we don't paskin like Rav Shimon about chametz shavuot lepesach. We accept the shita that chametz shavuot lepesach is not also midoraisa. Now, what is the purpose of this bedikah? La'avdil ben chametz zeh lechametz mutar. You shouldn't confuse the two. Once you buy chametz that was baked after Pesach, that's chametz shel heter, but you're holding on to chametz shel iser of avolava Pesach. He says, avol bedikah, this is what we were intuiting. He says it explicitly. Avol bedikah shebesocha Pesach tzorch levarech. Afal pi shebit lo kodem haPesach. In other words, there's a full-fledged mitzvah of bedika, albeit the rabbanon if it's after bittul, but during Pesach. And therefore, we're talking about bedika with a bracha. And it might be a mitzvah of the rabbanon, if he was mevatel, and in fact it is only a mitzvah of the rabbanon, but nevertheless, we make a bracha on a mitzvah of the rabbanon. The whole enterprise of bedika is mirabbanon if he was mevatel's chametz. Fine. Now, I think the underlying assumption here is that chametz during Pesach is awesome about Yerobai Motze and also can be classified under the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'kol shekein is chametz lo chametz gomer v'Pesach." Let's say the chametz emerged on Pesach, was created and fermented on Pesach. The vadei mevarach pishas b'yishrei lo hoya klal. For sure you cannot tell me that there was bittul on chametz that was nischametz b'pesach, and therefore we have a derais of bittul of bedika, I mean, and biur. Aval dover she'enu chametz gomer k'on she'nimtza chita v'tav she'v'chayotze b'zeh eino mevarach. If he's just looking for something which is less than chametz gomer. Now, what are we saying? Are we talking about taroves chametz, chametz nuksha? I mean, he mentions matzah chametz. What was the case here? Chita v'tavshil. All right, I don't know if that's... Maybe it's less than a shear of value. I don't know exactly what he means here. Is this chametz nuksha? It's not roi lachilu. What is it? Maybe it's taroves. I don't know. He found a kernel of wheat, and in such a case, he doesn't make a brach on the bedikah because it's not chametz gomer. I mean, he doesn't spell it out. The assumption here is that it's a chita. Maybe it fermented. I don't know if you could ferment a chita itself. I don't know. It's something you don't want to eat, but I don't know exactly what the status is. Anyway, he drops the bracha. Inkar bodak ubitel kidino kona pesa matzah chametz pesa. Here's a classic case. He did what he had to do. He did bedika. He did bittel. Everything was done before Pesach. Now he finds chametz on Pesach. Is yesh des bachmonim tzarch levarech? Does he have to make a bracha? Kevin shikar bodak ubitel kidino kiyem takonas chachamim
after the bracha rishona, sheberich oz koy al mashi yimtzach af betocha pesach.
So this is pretty revolutionary. He's saying that there's no hesitation here as far as the chalos bittel with regard to this piece of chametz that he finds on Pesach. There's a general bittel, and the bittel is chal on all chametz, even any yadualo, and perhaps specifically on chametz any yadua. Now he finds the chametz, it's already been subjected to bittel before the chag, is therefore it's not, once there was bedik and bittel, it's not a full-fledged mitzvah about regarding which we can make a bracha. In understanding this hesitation on the part of a holist of Achrona, which he archives them here, he lists them here in his Sharetzion, that they don't want a bracha on this bedik. So I'm thinking, if it's Shema Yovel Yochlo, maybe it's similar to Chomet Shavala of Pesach, Shema Yovel Yochlo, and therefore it's not a real kiyum and a mitzvah in the sense of an essay that you could make a brachon. But the question is, I mean, this chametz would be a full-fledged chametz mid rabbanon, and during the course of the chag, you're not allowed to hold on to it. I mean, it could be that the bedika that you made is not chal with regard to this chametz, or at least from the moment you find it and on, there's no. And the same thing is true about his bittel. You know, if he hesitates in being mevatel, his bittel is gone. But let's assume he doesn't hesitate, and he really wants to get rid of it, and that's what he's asking. Does he make a bracha on this? And the answer should be, well, look, you know, the bracha was chal on that which he found, and he was mevayer, but here he didn't find it. It just eluded him. It slipped under the radar screen. So he has a chiyuv of beer. Well, why should the bedika that he made erev yontif cover him for this? I mean, now we see that the bedika did not relate to this. To this piece of chametz, he missed it. It fell through his fingers, fell through the cracks. Aye, he was mevatel it. Okay, that's under the rights of love, but midrabanan, you need bedika, and his bedika was not successful. Was not meaningful vis-a-vis this piece of chametz that he found. Clearly, if he did a bedika besocha Pesach, and he hadn't done a bedika before Pesach, he makes a brach on that bedika. Here it's a little different because he already was bodek his chametz, kiddino. But once again, you know, if this chametz in the house, it needs bedika. I mean, the whole sugi of Achbar, you did your bedika, but you saw the mouse take the chametz into the house, and you chayv in a new bedika. Are you not going to make a brach on that bedika? And here you know that there's a piece of chametz in the house. The question is, maybe if you just remove that one piece of chametz, then you're back to your original state of cheskes badek through the original bedika. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means here. So again, he finds a piece of chametz. He realizes that his bedika was not perfect, he wasn't successful as far as this piece of chametz, and he needs a new bedika. He says, "Im kvar bodeku bitel koron pesach umatza chametz bepesach." Is yesh deos ben achronim tzarch levarech? But everybody agrees he's chayv in bedika. That's the impression you get. So if he's chayv in bedika, why should he make a brach? You talk about the first bedika. Well, this chametz went under the radar. Was under the radar screen. It wasn't included in the first bedika. There was no bedika as far as this chametz is concerned. So he needs a bedika as far as this chametz is concerned. Now, does he have to check his whole house?
L'chor, I would say yes. I would have to assume that what he's saying here, according to those who want to drop the bracha, is that the original Chezkas Boduk, which was generated by the first Bedika, is still intact. I mean, now he finds one piece of Chometz, that's not going to undermine the entire Chazaka. Which means he would not have to do a repeat Bedika on the whole house. Let's get rid of this one piece that he found. And he's not going to make a bracha on that, because it's not a full-fledged Bedika. It's just getting rid of that one piece of Chometz. The original Bedika still stands. And therefore the bracha on the original Bedika still stands. Adayin Tzorach Li'im. Now we're up to Simon Tov Lamed Vav. Dina Mefarish Vayom Vayotze B'Shayor. So one who leaves his house before Pesach. And let's assume, we'll go into the details, that he cannot perform Bedika when he returns. Let's go through some of the details here in the Mechaber. And the Ramah, I'm sorry about my voice, it got a little bit hoarse. Hamafarish miyabosha liyam, o yotze v'shayora. V'yeno v'niach v'beiso mishi yivdok. The best situation would be to appoint the shliach to do the bedik, but he doesn't have that option for whatever reason. He's on a trip and he's away for Pesach. Yemeiniach liyach ralze shuv en yitzorach v'yatzmo livdok. The Shluko Shalom Kabo, so that would have been the ideal solution to this problem. He doesn't have that option. And therefore, if it's Tok Shloshim Yom, the Enemeniach Bebeso Mishi Yivdog, his Zakuk Livdog, he's obligated to do the Bedika before he leaves his house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Ein Daito Lachsa Klal Adli Achar Pesach. He's not going to be home for Pesach. He still has to do Bedika. And even though he's not going to see the Chometz might be there to be seen. And he has a bias, ain't no bodok, he's chayev in bedika. He's zakuk livdok. This is again within the 30 days, he leaves his house, zakuk livdok. And balayla shalifnei yitzias l'oraner. He's got to do the bedika the night before he checks out of his house, using the light of a candle. He's got to be mevatel any chometz that he did not see, just as he would do on Leil HaPesach. Now he says that the nusach here should be a little bit different. Kol chamira v'chamira de'ika v'beisa ha'den. Now, im shachach livdok b'alayla, he is leaving tomorrow and he forgot to do the bedika tonight. If he has to hold on to some chometz in order to feed his children, his small children, he has no one to do the bedika in his place. Yotziem mi beso lebeis Odom Acher Vishom Yaniach Avuron. He should take out all his chometz, and his children should not be there when he cleans out the house from chometz and does bedika, because they might be choshed to ruin his bedika by taking a piece of chometz back in. Yiskar is based on Boduk Shlo Yachne Shom Shum Odom Od Chometz Dilavoch Ima Moil Bedikoso. So he has to make sure that no chometz will go in there. He's got to really lock it up. Now, im einiach bebeiso ishto ubonim b'nei bosa gedolim, sheyesh b'hem das v'chol livdok, ein tzarech livdok klum konam yitzios. Because then the b'nei abayis serve as his shliach. Aval yitzav aliechem hem sheyivdok v'yivato achometz kishayagi hazman. So under what circumstances should he do the bedika before he leaves? If he cannot mandate or appoint any sort of agent to be bodek on his behalf. Nochan adorish yivata gam hu biatzma mokum shehu kshemigiyaz man abitul. Well, now all this makes sense if he has no intention of coming back, so he has to do the bedikah before he leaves. Will he make a bracha on this bedikah? The Rama says no. Lo yivarech oz al bir chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kshebodek b'leil yudalid, then is a takon of al bir chametz. But any other bedikah other than leil yudalid will not require a bracha. Lo yivarech oz. Now he says, "Lefimashu motzei b'dikasu hu matznio kidei levaro lemochar nimtza d'abdika hu ascholas adbiu mashe enken kan shelo yivarenu mina olam v'yishtamish bo kishar hayomim ela shehu mefaneu mibayis ze." If I understand him correctly, bedikah is the beginning of beer. It's going to culminate in beer. And we make a bracha on that combination. And that bedikah is the beginning stage in beer. In this case, he's leaving Lashayara. He'll take his chametz with him, maybe. Whatever he needs to feed the children. He's not going to be mavar the chametz. And if all he has to do is get the chametz out of his house, he can take it along with him to his next stop. Because it's way before Pesach. In this case, there's no chiyuv bedikah. In other words, what we're saying is that if he's bodek, he says Belaila Bismano, there's a Shaschovaso, but after that Shaschovaso, I'm sorry, before that Shaschovaso, in the case of Yotzev Shayoro, can he recite a bracha Shagicharim Sosivon Albir Chometz? I mean, where's the Chiv Litzivon Albir Chometz? It's not yet the 14th of Nisan. And therefore it should not, Yotzev Shayoro should not make a bracha. The other way of saying it is that no, that the Chovas Bedika is relative. It's not absolute. You know, for 99% of the public, it's on Leil Yudalid. But the exceptional case is the person who's not around. He's not in the vicinity. He's away. And for all intents and purposes, maybe away for the entire Pesach. So such a person, you know, to say, maybe the Chazal would say, you know what? Yom HaChayev is the very night that you leave, the night before you leave. That's your Yudal. So he does really have a Shas Chavos. And then he could make a Broch. If you take a look in the Be'er Halacha here, on the Zokuk Livdo, Kim Shachav Lo Bodak, he quotes the Magen Avraham, Efshad Tzorach Lachzor Lebeiso, he has to go back home. Wow, this is really interesting. He goes to Shayor, he's got to come back home just to make a bedikah. He really better get himself some sort of a shliach. If shachach mi livdok v'holach toshloshim yom yad shenizkar delav shaper oved mevatol chemso. So if he reminds himself that he didn't do a bedikah and he left the house within 30 days, then he should immediately be Mavatel's Chametz. How is that different from the previous case where we said Shachar Lo Bodak, he's got to go home. Tzorach Lachzor Lebeiso. And here he's saying Mavatlo V'dayo. So again, let's go back to the Machaber. The Machaber says Toch Shol Shem Yom, in the case of Mishfarish V'yav, is Zokuk Livdok. He's required to do Bedika. And in the event that he forgets, then he's got to go back to his house. But then he says, "I'm a base measure. Died to them shachach mi livdok veolach toch shloshim the yachin isker the lav shaper avdi mevatel chemtzo v'dai." So in this particular case, I think the Be'er Halacha is quoting two different opinions. One opinion is that among an avron that maybe has to come home, And the other opinion is that of the base mayor, that he just has to do bitul and dayo. And he also quotes the Chok Yosef that is medayik from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. The Himshach of Lo Barak Yivatol Kshiyagia Pesach. Below his Kshiyach Zilabesa Oshishach Shliach. Okay, it could be that's the case of Kodem Shloshim Yom. But what about during the Shloshim Yom? If there's a full-fledged Chiyav Bedika, I mean, we don't have meaning to say he should be Mavarech when he leaves the house, talk Shloshim Yom, then for sure he's going to have to come back to do the Bedika. Achein calls him a Sofik Chometz, and Yodea Sheyeh Shom Chometz, Yodua. Is then the base mayor seems to agree with Tmogen Avraham that Imam Mesh has to come back. He says, Aval im no gael lo dover zela hefsi meruba. If he's going to take a major expense, he has to take a ship, a cruise back. She asks the beso. Is then he quotes a sefer that ain't a machui v'dai bebitul. And he compares it to Holich Levar Mitzvah. And in the case of Hefsi Meruba, he doesn't have to go back. V'chein b'holich l'hatzel min ha'nor o min ha'dleika shari le'levato b'libo. Somebody runs away for whatever reason, then he could be levato b'libo. Hokinami ki ha'igav. Okay, you know what? This is just a haschola on Simon Lamed Vav. We covered Simon Lamed Tov Lamed Hey. And let's just make a note of where we got up to. We're up to number Hey in the Mishnah Bura. And that's going to be the case of Kodem Shloshim Yom. And then we have the Bir Alocha of Lo Yivarech Oz. Okay, so we'll pick that up later.